Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Each weekday, we love being able to take scripture and unpack it in such a way that it might add something to your daily life where you could cling to and hang on to the promises of God. Today, let's talk about how do we pray with great, persistent perseverance. Think about that. How would we do that? Because frankly, prayer is one of the weakest parts of my spiritual life. I feel like at 57, I'm just now starting to understand the power of the prayer to a wonderful, loving God who takes and says, I want to speak with you. I want to talk with you. So let's start in the book of Proverbs. The writer of Proverbs in chapter 4, verse 18 says this, "The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." What we're really starting to see here is when difficult times come, what do? We have to dig in and be persistent in our prayer, because that is the path of the righteous. It is the route that the righteous take during difficult times. Maybe it's economic turndowns for you, maybe it is relationships, maybe it is a marriage, but those things can be a detour in our walk with Christ, or they might shine light on where God wants us to go, and He's using that difficulty for you to persevere in prayer, because it is there that the voices of worry and anxiety can go mute. Here, Jesus the Master guides us onto a productive path. Indeed, recessions or financial turndowns, or a loss of a job or cancer, they can force us to be resourceful with our relationships and our creativity. Maybe you could take this time where you would be persevering in prayer as you pray for someone else, as you try to minister and care for somebody else. Listen to what the writer of Hebrews said in chapter 10, verse 36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. Listen, the spirit is willing and often the flesh is weak. This is why it's so important that you feed the spirit with persistent prayer, staying engaged with the divine. Back to that first text in Proverbs, listen to it another way. The gleaming dawn of hope will rise on your shadowed and difficult circumstances. As you prayerfully walk with the Lord in the light, there is a holy security. There can be a sweet and special serene spirit that shines forth from your countenance for everybody to see. Your humility and your humble good works on earth will indeed bring glory to your Father, but are you willing to do them in times that are difficult? That's what we're going to find out if we really are prayerfully persistent. Does that increase the brightness of your light like the rising of an all-consuming sun? So use these difficult days to heal the hurting, rescue the repentant, and comfort the broken. Dark days were created for the care of the followers of Jesus to come forth in faith and generosity. So prayerfully persevere for your soul's sake, for God's glory, and listen to this, in service to others. The prophet Isaiah wrote this in chapter 58, verse 8. Then your light will break out like a dawn, and your recovery will speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. I love that, to know that when we choose to be prayerfully persistent, that God has got our back, that the divine has got us circled, that He is our guard. Maybe the prayer for you today, as you're on a treadmill or on your way into work, or maybe you're already in the office or you're walking around the park, listen to this prayer. Lord, where do I need to persevere in my prayer, and whom can I specifically pray for in their dark night of the soul? My friend, the greatest compliment you can give anybody is, I have indeed prayed for you. How can I pray for you now? When we want to get out of a hole, we do more than stop digging. We start speaking with the divine, and step by step, we get out of that hole and we bring glory to Him. Today, be faithful, be persistent in your prayers. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow at the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.